You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
All right, good morning and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friends and colleagues, Ben Heisler and Todd Youngblood. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. Doing great.
Good morning.
Yeah, one of these days we're going to time it so that you both don't answer at the exact same time.
I work hard to answer at the same time.
I'm off tempo. I follow a different drummer.
It's a difficult thing to do.
Okay, I wasn't sure where that was going to go, but that was an interesting conversation. All right, well, we got a great show today, guys. Say hello to our first guest. His name is Scott Eaves. He's the Director of Sales and Marketing with Epic Development. Scott, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us today.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. Scott, before we get into our conversation, take a quick few seconds. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Sure. Well, I'm an Atlanta native. I've been in residential real estate for the past 10 years. I'm responsible for sales and marketing at Epic Development, and I've been there for almost 2 years.
Well, tell us about Epic Development. What's it all about?
Well, Epic Development is a national award-winning home building company that focuses on new construction and existing home renovations in the greater Atlanta area. We started back in 2008, primarily renovating homes, and in 2010, we shifted to high-end new construction.
So what sets Epic apart from other builders?
Sure. Well, our focus is on design, i.e. our tagline, driven by design. Our design team spends countless number of hours perfecting each home. We design each home based on the lot and the neighborhood. We just don't go into a neighborhood and stamp out the same house. We have won over 13 OBIE awards from the Greater Atlanta Home Builders Association and numerous national building and remodeling awards as well.
13 OBIEs?
That's correct.
Okay, I just want to make sure I heard
that. That's a lot of awards.
That's a lot of awards. I'm curious, you talked about the roots of the company being in remodeling. Has that contributed to the success with the new home building? Particularly, you said high end. I would think maybe that there's a connection there.
Absolutely. It kind of set the base for us.
Cool. And one of those projects that I heard about in Atlanta Building News was you had a new home in Candler Park. That is a smart home?
That is correct. We're very proud of the modern prairie-style home we built in Candler Park. One of the biggest design features that is starting to catch across the country is the home automation system, which we installed an extensive one in that particular home.
Talk a little bit more about that automation system. Automation of...
Well, it can control lighting, security systems. The security system we installed in that home had cameras on the front and the rear of the home. You can also control the heating and air conditioning systems, an entertainment system, and a variety of other systems that are a part of the home, either through your smartphone or tablet.
When you say the entertainment system, is that room by room? Or I've heard about these things, and it baffles me a little bit. I mean, I'm not technophobic at all, but I'm just trying to wrap my brain around controlling all those different things.
Well, it can control your TV. It can control your audio system. You can set it up to control the entire audio system throughout the home or in a specific room. When we were showing the home, as soon as we opened the front door, the lights came on and the music started playing.
I gotta have one of those.
It's almost like it should be saying, "Welcome home, Dave."
Well, I don't know. I know. I wonder if I should ask him if I can get that retro. Do you do that for remodels too?
Absolutely.
You can do that?
Anything's possible.
Wow.
Yeah, anything's possible as long as the price is right,
well,
right?
I mean, that way
you can do that instead of moving. You can just have everything set for when you come out.
Renovate the whole thing.
So a lot of these newer designs, especially the smart ones and the other ones that are involved nowadays, have an energy efficient design kind of bend to them. What all does Epic do in that direction, both on new homes and on remodels?
Well, we want to build a very tight home so that reduces our homeowners' energy bills. And in order to do that, we seal all of our joints during framing. We put in an energy-efficient house wrapping, higher standards of insulation to provide that tight and sealed home. We also install low-E windows, energy-efficient HVAC systems, low-flow plumbing fixtures, and ENERGY STAR appliances.
All right. Scott Eaves will return after this short commercial break.
Great news stories don't just happen. They are the result of cultivating relationships with the media. Public relations is a great way to add excitement to your marketing program, while also creating third-party credibility. With decades of experience of working with the media online and offline, the Marketing Relevance team is uniquely positioned to deliver your company's stories. Call us today at 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, and we're back with Scott Eaves, Director of Sales and Marketing with Epic Development.
Scott, walk us through a couple of the homes that you're building right now.
Sure, I'd be more than happy to do so. We are just finishing a whole house renovation in Northeast Atlanta at 2044 Chrysler Drive. It's a mid-century home that we completely renovated. It has four bedrooms, three baths on a partially finished basement, and that'll be coming out of the market around $600,000. We're big fans of the old Fourth Ward, so we have several projects.
Me too.
It's a great area, isn't it?
Yeah, it's awesome.
We love it. So we've got a house under construction at 582 Morgan Street, which is a three-story modern-style home featuring four bedrooms, three and a half baths, with a two-car drive under garage. This house is on Morgan Street, which is walking distance to Ponce City Market and the Beltline, and that'll be listed right around $600,000. In addition to that, we are going to be breaking ground this summer on a 10-unit townhome community on Irwin Street in the old Fourth Ward as well.
Wow.
So that'll be eight attached single-family homes and two detached single-family homes as well, with walking distance to the new Croc Street Market and Inman Park. We're also building over in La Vista Park. We're building a million-dollar home on Brook Forest Drive, that which overlooks the actual La Vista Park, and it's a four-bedroom, three-and-a-half-bath, what we kind of call an industrial modern-style home that will have exposed brick walls, a garage door on the rear of the home that opens to the back patio. It has four bedrooms, four-and-a-half baths, and it's going to be right around $1 million. We are also finishing a Mediterranean-style home in Virginia Highlands. It's our first Mediterranean-style home. It'll be five bedrooms, four and a half baths on an unfinished basement. Very open floor plan, has a dream kitchen, and that's going to be priced at $1.2 million.
Wow, that's a lot going
on. It's a variety, too.
And that's just the beginning.
Wow, I mean, that was all stuff you have coming up soon. What's on market now?
What's on market now? Well, that is a good question because a lot of our homes go under contract before we even finish them. So,
such troubles.
I don't have anything that's completely finished and on market right now.
Well, I'll tell you what, that attests to the quality of work that they're doing.
Well,
right
that there. And they're 13 OBs, you said?
That's correct.
It sounds like just, you talked about a variety of different locales. So it sounds like it's either you or the buyer finding a lot or a place to build. Talk a little bit about the process if I want to work with you to build a new home. How would I do that?
Well, we're always looking for new lots. We particularly like to build in infill neighborhoods in Atlanta and kind of the surrounding suburb 285 neighborhoods such as Sandy Springs. We're always looking for lots. When we find them, we purchase them. We have our architects design the home, and we do all the permitting, and then we start construction.
Okay, so you're doing most of that or all of that prior to getting a contract? I'm trying to
We are.
It sounds like you sell things out so quickly. When does the buyer get into that?
Typically, buyer comes in around framing or sheetrock stage, so that still gives them the opportunity to customize the home with the designer finishes such as hardwood stain color, carpet, countertops, tile, light fixtures, interior paint colors. We have an interior designer that works with us full time. We also have a design center that allows the home buyer to come in and make those selections.
Now, where's the design center?
Well, our offices just recently moved to Midtown. We were in Chamblee, but we now have offices in Midtown, which is very convenient to all of our projects.
All right, and that's got samples of countertops and different kind of tiles, et cetera.
Exactly. You can come in and look at the hardwood floor stains that we have, the countertops that we have, the tile that we offer, appliances, and then we have an extensive collection of photos available online as well, but you can come in and view those as well and sit down with our designer and have a really good conversation about what your home wants, what you want your home to look like.
I wonder if the flexibility is almost overwhelming. Do you have some help?
Well, but that's they said they have a designer, right?
Well, so you have, okay, you have a guy, a Sherpa.
That's right. Well, Everest doesn't have Sherpas anymore, but they do. So
we have a great design team.
That's a big help. I think you really need that making all those decisions.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Scott, I hate to say it, but we are about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about Epic Development?
Well, the best way is to visit our website at www.epicdevelopment.com. We keep that updated on a daily basis, and you can find information about our current homes, our upcoming projects, and also a portfolio of our finished homes.
All right. Scott Eaves, the Director of Sales and Marketing with Epic Development. Scott, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thanks for having us.
It was our pleasure. All right. The deal of the day is next, but stick around for our final segment with special guest Brian Harper. We'll be right back.
Hey, Forrest, what time is it?
Well, Delaney, it's time for today's deal of the day.
All right, it's time for today's deal of the day. Ben, what have you got for us?
So I have a great deal from Trayton Homes in West Cobb County. Their community, Scott Farm, is offering $5,000 in closing costs by using their preferred lender. Scott Farm is spacious single-family homes priced in the mid-fours. You're looking at, I mean, these are Traton homes, so they're high-quality, high-design. Yep.
And West Cobb. You know, you guys know what I think of West Cobb. It's fabulous out there.
So the homes themselves, you're looking at, and there's only a few homes left, so which is why
only
this is $5,000 on all homes in the community, but there's only going to be a few opportunities left. And these homes are looking, they're beautifully laid out. They have luxury design options, upscale finishes, granite countertops, stainless steel appliances, large islands. In addition, you're looking at hardwood floors, coffered ceilings, fireplaces, built-in bookcases, oversized master bathrooms, and much more.
Got everything I want.
Yeah, I mean, the hardwood floors, more and more, they're just so well done. Anyway, Traton does a really great job on those things.
So West Cobb, huh? I mean, there's not a lot of opportunity out that way anymore. Yeah. So you take advantage of a deal like this, I mean, they're not going to have this for much, much longer.
20 years ago, West Cobb was wilderness, but now it is. I mean, you go to the restaurants, the things to do, the places to go. You get Kennesaw Mountain. I mean, it's all, it's really a great lifestyle.
Yeah, and Scott Farm is conveniently located to the avenue at West Cobb and Town Center Mall, so you got plenty of those shopping and dining options. And like you said, it's only a short hike from Kennesaw Mountain.
All right. Well, where can people get more information on this, Ben?
Well, you can see everything about Scott Farm and every other community that Traton has at TratonHomes.com. Or if you want to find out specifically about Scott Farm, you can call Steve Lee at 678-858-1984.
All right. Well, that wraps today's deal of the day. All right, we're back with our next guest. I've been looking forward to this conversation. Say hello to Brian Harper. He's the director of sales with Topgolf. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Todd.
Well, it's good to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. I would never leave that facility if I was you, just so you know that. But gosh, before we get into our conversation around Topgolf, take a few quick seconds. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Okay, I joined Topgolf in December when I was given the opportunity to sell fun for a living. What a great opportunity. Prior to that, I was with Kennesaw State, the athletic department there. Worked in a little bit of communications, that side of things. And prior to that, I was with the Atlanta Braves doing season ticket sales and kind of the marketing side of the aspect there. The general consensus of it all is that I've been around the sporting world for most of my young career.
I love that notion of selling fun. I wrote that one down. I'm going to keep that. Hey, Todd mentioned the facility and the fact that he'd never leave. I think I might be in the same boat. Tell us about this place.
It's 65,000 square foot of awesomeness. I have the easiest sales pitch in the world because I just invite you out. Invite you out, let you sample the food, play a couple, you know, golf shots, you're sold. But it's 65,000 square foot of full-on food, beverage. We have multiple full-service bars, over 400 TVs in the facility. We will be the largest sports bar, sports entertainment facility in all of Atlanta. That's all on the inside, coupled with our signature rooms for banquets, our rooftop terrace, which has the fire pits. It has the, it'll have a stage for DJ and live music every Thursday through Sunday. That's all coupled with a lower lounge, a pool tables, 70-inch TVs, Wii Kinects, Xbox. That's even before you even get outside to 102 bays of golf. And it's different golf. It's target-oriented practice is where the top comes from in Top Golf. You're hitting into a 215-yard outfield with 11 different targets placed in the ground, and you're trying to score points based off microchip golf balls. The further out you go,
whoa, wait. I got to start. Microchipped golf balls.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Seriously?
So there's technology based into it. But yeah, they're all technology. They have what's RFID readers programmed into the balls. When you score, you have to score in one of the 11 targets, which is easier, you know, done than really said. It's opposite.
I don't believe that.
It goes through.
I don't believe that for a minute.
It goes through multiple readers. And then just like bowling, it comes up on a touch panel, K panel, and it shows your score. 8 different games you can play, from chipping to driving to full-on, we can play scrambles. We'll hold a 144-person scramble and take the best ball. Unlike actual golf where we're taking the lowest score, we're taking the highest point value per that team. Pretty cool stuff.
I got to tell you, this sounds really intriguing.
What a creative idea. I mean, I would never think of the RF frequency tracking of a golf ball and making a game out of it.
Well, just, Todd, the notion of, you and I experienced this through our whole network, radio network, about how the effective implementation of technology and how they're doing it here to add that element of awesomeness is just really quite intriguing.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds incredible. I mean, both the facility and the RFID and all that. But you're looking, I mean, we've heard a fair amount about the Braves moving, which doesn't have anything to do with you, obviously, but about how much money is involved with a big complex like this and how it's going to be such a big deal for the community. Can you tell us more about the impact that it's going to have?
Yeah, the economic impact we think is going to be a good kind of shot in the arm for the Atlanta area. We anticipate close to $300 million over a 10-year time frame. Of that, you're expecting about $31 million tax dollars for the city of Alpharetta, which is a nice chunk of change coming to
the city. Fathers are going to love that.
Yeah, we hope so. We hope that we're best friends with them and we're their destination on a Friday and Saturday evening.
How about jobs?
450 associates run that facility day in and day out, and you couple that with a managerial staff, nearly 500.
All right. Brian Harper will return after this short commercial break.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone? With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, and we're back with Brian Harper, Director of Sales at Topgolf.
So before the break, we talked about jobs, and we talked about the impact, and all of this is leading up to the, because it's not actually open yet, is it?
We're not. We just moved into the facility this week, so we were excited to actually get in the facility and have some of that excitement and anticipation, bear some fruit for us.
So, but when is the opening itself, the grand opening?
May 19th, we're having a grand opening VIP party to invite some celebrity guests in, have our C-level executives come in, as well as anybody who pre-ordered a membership prior to today will get invited to that. Then May 20th is general public. Doors are open. Ready to rock and roll.
You said membership. Tell us about that.
What
does that mean?
Multiple platforms of membership levels. From, we encourage everybody to get a $5 lifetime membership when you come in.
$5. How many times do you hear me interrupt a guest because he says things I can't believe? First the microchips and now $5 for a lifetime anything.
Well, $5 is going to get you a personalized Topgolf card to where through that you can track your scores, your average, your point values. Again, the technology is all there. All of this is through, you can check through your iOS devices, Android devices on an app. It's instantaneous, funneled right back to both it and scoreboards throughout the facility. But that $5 membership card gets you the ability to, when you're at the bay and you've paid for what you've prepaid for, you can just add and go right there. Your name's inputted into the K panel and it's there for everybody worldwide to see your score. But then it goes on to up to your platinum members. Platinum members pay $250 a month, but they get platinum service.
When I think of driving range, I mean, that's such a grossly bad word to use.
Yeah, we don't even use it. I mean, it's practice facility.
I guess coming into this conversation, Brian, I was thinking in terms of a driving range, and I was obviously wrong. And I was thinking in terms of it's something that you do kind of solo. You go out by yourself for an hour. I mean, that's just so totally up. But what I'm thinking in terms of, well, who's the market? I mean, is it individuals? Is it groups? I can see families. I can see corporate outings.
It is. It is. It's absolutely a family establishment. We encourage families to come out and get a bay. A bay will hold 6 people is what it's set up for. We can expand that a little, but per playing time, you want to try to keep it at 6. You know, the average demographic for this and being such a facility, we target the 18 to 35-year-old people, but you'd be amazed at the walk-up crowd being close to 60-40 men to women. It's amazing how many women come out and play the game of golf. And then the corporate and social events are closer to the 50-50 men to women.
Mm-hmm. I have to assume, and I get that it's a practice facility, not a driving range, but the stature of the organization and the quality of it sounds like it might be a place where people will come and do some serious practice in teams and schools and all that. Are you expecting anything like that?
Oh, absolutely. We've already partnered with the local schools for their golf teams to come in. Because again, the beauty of it is you can play at any time. There's heaters over the tee line, heater over the bay areas where you sit. I've played in 15-degree weather with snow on the ground and felt very comfortable. You never have to worry about being rained out. So it's open at any time for that aspect.
So you talked about schools and you talked about larger groups. Now, what about for somebody who's like, oh, this sounds like a great place to go hang out and hit some balls, but I really have no idea what I'm doing in golf. I don't know. There's like wood and iron and different materials for stuff. Like, so for one-on-one training, are you going to offer that as well?
Good Lord, you are a rookie, aren't you?
Yes.
We do. In fact, About 75% of our walk-up crowd have never played the game of golf before. Top Golf introduces more people to the game of golf than any other entity. We have PGA Class A professionals on hand to give instruction. In fact, this summer we're rolling out a new juniors program to really be able to funnel kids into the golf program. Again, we're huge for golf courses. People come, have never played the game of golf, figure out, you know what, this is way less intimidating than being on a golf course. I think I can do this. And then the next day, they're out, you know, buying a range fee and going and playing at a real course, doing the real thing.
You know, I saw some news coverage not long ago where the PGA was talking about doing things like making the holes larger and doing some different kinds of scoring to add some intrigue to a marketplace that was not currently engaged in or excited about the game of golf. But sounds like what this facility is all about is doing just that. It's exposing a marketplace that does not play regular golf to the game and become to love it.
We absolutely do. You know, nowhere else on a golf course can you go. And I mean, the thing is, at the end of the day, you can't play golf after 8:30 in the summer, and you can't play after 6 in the fall and the winter. We give you that ability, and then you get to bring a family out there. You have dinner, you have drinks, you get to play with everybody, and it's such a fun, competitive, unique environment that, yes, it opens so many doors. And then at the end of the day, on a golf course, the targets aren't lighting up and sinking and doing a light show with the music under the stage. It's so much more.
Now, there's a whole other aspect to it. And Todd, you and I have talked about this before. It's tough to go play golf because you got to drive to the golf course and then 4 or 5 hours to actually play. I mean, it shoots the whole day. And if you've got a family, I mean, I know I've done it. I come back and the wife's stuck with the kids all day long on a beautiful Saturday afternoon. I come back. I can see now taking everybody. I can go play golf. Wife can play golf. The kids can. All the things you talk, 65,000 square feet of stuff to keep the kids, and we can have dinner. So, I mean, you can really fit the whole family in there and not go off on your own.
And you don't have to go out and buy new clubs for everybody. We're outfitted with Callaway clubs in every bay, men and women's, lefty, righty, juniors. We have it all.
Better equipment. Good, that was, better equipment than I have.
That was going to be my other question. To go back to my not knowing what any of the equipment was, how do I, in addition to the training that the equipment is there, that's
it's
amazing.
There. It's labeled for you, and on the panel, it tells you what club to hit for the right yardage.
That sounds pretty amazing. Well, Brian, I hate to say it, but we are about out of time. Before I let you go, where can people get in touch with you and learn more about Top Golf?
Yeah, check us out at topgolf.com. We're on all the social media platforms. You can follow us there. But topgolf.com will give you all the information to find out about the new Alpharetta location.
All right. Brian Harper, the director of sales at 65,000 square feet of awesomeness, topgolf.com. Brian, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's broadcast. Check us out by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a customer rating and a review. So on behalf of today's guests, Scott Eaves and Brian Harper, my co-hosts Ben Heisler and Todd Youngblood, I'm Todd Schnick. We'll be on the golf course, but we'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.